American Cattle News. I'm Bill Baker.
This is probably the closest that I'll ever be to President Trump.
That's Mike Eby, retired farmer and chair of the National Dairy Producers Organization, on recently meeting with former House Speaker Newt Gingrich and having his ear when it comes to the issue of country of origin labeling.
Yeah, well, that was an opportunity to speak specifically with Newt Gingrich and, you know, ask him directly the beef issues and the dairy when it comes to country of origin labeling. And I asked Newt, I said, of course, you're aware that back in 2015, country of origin labeling was removed from being mandatory. And in the future here, are we going to see something in the Farm Bill? Is this something that can be presented? Because obviously, the survival of the American beef farmer and dairy farmer is contingent upon the economics of being able to profitably sell a product. And the best way to do that is to have it sourced, so that way the consumer knows what they're purchasing.
And what was Newt's reply?
Well, you know, he said, this issue is very close to my heart. He said, when I get back to Washington, D.C., I want to ask Sonny Perdue about this issue. And he says, I'll tell you this, though. There's a lot of money that is in the opposition of this. He says, processors like to buy cheap, therefore they like to be able to import. And there's a lot of money in the lobbyists to see to it that Washington, D.C. hears the message from the processor. And this is why dairy farmers and beef farmers are into having a big challenge.
EB says it's a simple message with a simple Made in the USA label.
Just happy to continue to represent the 100% USA seals, both beef and dairy. As chairman of the National Dairy Producers Organization, would like to continue to have the consumers go to their retailers and request, at the very least, label their own food simply by doing their own investigation as to the food that they're purchasing. So if these processors are not labeling it being sent to the retailer has the opportunity to label it themselves. Of course, it would then need to be qualified. We would then, as National Dairy Producers Organization, try to seek the identification. And then, if it does qualify, provide them the trademark of the simple 100% USA sticker for both beef and dairy.
More details about Mike Eby's organization at NationalDairyProducersOrganization.com. I'm Bill Baker, American Cattle News.